It's the best than any time before over the past 3 years. If you continue in this way, the presidential elections will be a problem. Number two, the country is heading towards a problem, because if we had formed a neutral government, there would have been a problem. And if a de facto government would have been formed, there would have also been a big problem in the country. We don't want a problem in the country. So how is there anything we can do? Can we open a door for a solution? Then, after deliberations between Hezbollah and the Amal movement, and it's the right of our other allies to, for example, speak out against this. But when we speak about nine, it means in the Lebanese divisions, five Shia and four for the Free Patriotic Movement. Okay, these five, we will give one of these five to the other group, and the guarantees which we want, maybe we can get them in another way or in other ways. So we came, we informed the people, okay, we want, we're in. We opened the door. So we were met, and in a certain political, regional, international moment, we must take a look. After 10 months, they called on Hezbollah to be left out, and they swore that they won't accept to sit down on the same table and wouldn't participate with us in a government. In the end, they accepted. That's good. That should be something positive. Not a reason for cursing one another. When I give a concession, this is not for people to make fun of us. And when others make concessions, no. On the contrary, we should express our appreciation. We opened the doors. Now we've opened doors. The main political problem has been solved. What remained was the portfolios, and there were some deliberations, there were some arguments. It's the right of anyone to request a certain portfolio. We don't stop on this. We expressed our solidarity with our allies in this perspective, and with all, we reached the result. So we were the ones who opened the door. If we had remained insisting on 996 and nobody wanted to make concessions, would we have seen a government formed before the presidential elections? Would there have been presidential elections? So where would we have reached? What stage would we have reached in this country? In this issue, everyone can say they made concessions. Some people didn't make any concessions. We made concessions. Some sacrificed more than others. However, allow me to say that we were the ones who made the most concessions. We don't have any special benefits until the last moment. We didn't discuss the issue of government portfolios. Some of our supporters might not support this, but that's the way we are. In our priorities, never did we ask about portfolios until the end. We asked what portfolios you want to give us, because our main concern was for the government to be formed, to have a government in the country, because the interest of the country is for a government to be in place. And so if anyone wants to evaluate by saying what portfolios did Hezbollah get, that's not the right way to evaluate the situation. Don't evaluate by portfolios or by numbers. What's most important of all is the result, the big national political process. What do we want? We said there were some options for the country, a continuation of the vacuum that was dangerous. Never did we want vacuum, power vacuum. Forget what they say. What they said was lies, was misleading. And this will continue. It might decrease, but it will continue. It might decrease because we're in the same government. We didn't want a continuation of power vacuum from the security level, on the political level, on all levels. Second of all, a neutral government, that would also have been dangerous. A de facto government would have been dangerous. There remained one option, a government of settlement, a settlement government, name it what you want, a government which controls the situation, a settlement government, a government of rivals, a government of enemies, a government of national interest. Maybe that's the best name, best term, a government of national interest. I don't name it, and I really hope to reconsider its naming. It's not a government bringing together groups, because some political factions, there was no type to discuss with them so that they would be partners. And they were present in the previous government from national and Islamic factions, from our allies, whom we respect, and we are proud of our relations with them. I don't consider this to be a comprehensive government, nor do I consider it to be a national unity government, because there are certain factions who are outside the government. It's a settlement government, a government of national interest. And so we look forward to this government. We want this government to be a government of meeting, of reaching agreements. We don't want to go ahead and confront one another. On this occasion, on the commemoration of the martyrs, we are not going with the intention of rivalry or of enmity. We do have rivalry, yes. Maybe this government could break the psychological rivalry and open the doors between us. We hope we reach a government of understanding, a government of dialogue, a government which takes a problem away from the streets, decreasing the tension in the country, decreasing the tense rhetoric in the country. This serves the interests of everyone. The more the tension decreases, the more people sit down and talk. This is something which we have been calling for a long time. It might be achieved now with this government. We hope with this positive spirit we are going to the government. And some people, as some media outlets said, some people might say, you accuse this person of this or this person of that. And they said the same thing about us. And everyone could be provoked by other people from the other side. But when we speak about partnership, in the end, the people want to come and put their own members in portfolios. Yes, but this is a result of the fact that we want partnership, we want to decrease attention, we want to fortify Lebanon in confronting the waves of sedition. Okay. Finally, we say that this government, as the Prime Minister himself said, he's no longer Prime Minister designate, now he's a Prime Minister who's going to, now that he's a Prime Minister, the priority is to fulfill the constitutional terms, the constitutional milestones, most important of all, the presidential elections. And on the contrary, I think that this formation could also be something which encourages others to elect a president so whether we have a new government far away from any pressure. And so then everyone can sit down and discuss what he wants, not under pressure, the pressure of the decrees or the constitutional milestones. This encourages others not to go to a vacuum when it comes to presidential elections, but to go ahead and elect a president. Number two, according to what the Prime Minister himself said, confronting all forms of terrorism. That is what we hope the government will do. And this means that those who took up important portfolios like the Ministry of Interior, Defense, Justice and Telecommunications today, now this is your responsibility. And we hope that this government will assume its responsibilities, especially the Prime Minister under the supervision of the President. We hope that this file of combating terrorism will be dealt with seriously, and also dealing with the social and economic issues honestly. These are the priorities. This is what the government puts up with over the next few months. Now, what remains with regards to the government before my last few words is that some of our allies have their own feelings, have their own concerns. For example, I like to listen to these details. They said, for example, that tomorrow they'll free Omar al-Atrash. But if Omar al-Atrash has confessed to transporting car bombs and suicide bombers. Whoever may be the justice minister, can he free him? Or, for example, they say that they'll free Naeem Abbas. With regards to the three women, they said that two have nothing to do with it, one of them only. But if they free the three women, of course there's a big problem. So this issue is not about a minister here or a minister there for people to be concerned. No. In this point, generally, with regards to the concerns, I'd like to say that we are present, our allies are present, we know what we're doing, and we take a look from above, we take a look from all different angles, and nobody should be afraid or concerned. In this stage, we must rise with our country and put up with another. We must put up with it. If there's a controversial person here or there, what this person does, this all must be addressed. And so what I noticed today I didn't say what others said. No, although a lot of insults were made, we are heading towards a new situation for the sake of the country, for the sake of the security of the country, for the sake of rising with our country. This requires from us to overcome as much problems as we can. We are known to be people who sacrifice. We are known to be people of steadfastness. This is our thinking, and our people always put up with us and accepted this from us. Now, at some stages, people feel pain. You can't get everything you want. This is a country where we have people, and people must cooperate with one another for the sake of what is more important. Of course, in the final part of the speech, I would like to salute and bow down, actually express my appreciation to the Bahraini people, the oppressed Bahraini people, after 3 years have passed since the beginning of its movement and its cultural, national, peaceful, high-level revolution. And his continuing, we saw the marches yesterday, and his continuing of this peaceful movement, despite the oppression, despite the arrest, despite the imprisonment, despite everything which this oppressed people has been subject to by a government which has been imposed on the people due to a certain regional situation and by force. And finally, in my speech, as I said, after speaking about Palestine and Israel, I said I wanted to have some final words to say. We disagree with in this, but I would like to tell the Lebanese and the Palestinians, our Palestinian people, who of course have big responsibilities even now in the camps, I tell the factions and the clerics, it's not enough for you to condemn, issue statements of condemnation. You must speak with the people, you must monitor, because there are some who insist on using the Palestinian people for the sake of reaching this result which I speak about, which I spoke about during the speech. I tell the Lebanese, Palestinians, Syrians, I tell all the Arab people, to all of the Arab factions, to all the honorable people in this region, to all those who really have Palestine in their hearts, and all those who care about Lebanon and Syria. If you want to prevent Israel from having these opportunities, if you want to prevent Israel, if you want to prevent this region from going into sedition, which will not end in decades, end the war in Syria. End the war in Syria. Make the fighters leave Syria. Allow the Syrians to reconcile with one another, as they are doing in more than one area. Of course, then at that day, we won't stay in Syria. But if we want to control the situation, if we want to prevent more chances from appearing, if we want the threats not to increase, we must all, the war must end on Syria in order to preserve Palestine and Lebanon and Syria, the Ummah. We hope that this opportunity will not be wasted. On this occasion, the commemoration of the martyrs, I took a lot of time, but this is also to make up for the time where I did not appear. We commemorate these martyrs. We want to share their same ideas, their same honesty, credibility, their blood, their sacrifices, their steadfastness, their pains and their hopes, just like all the martyrs. And we want to continue to walk on their same path in order for this country and for this people and this ummah to always be, inshallah, an honorable, dignified country. May God have mercy on our Mahdis and your Mahdis. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, that was Hezbollah Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah there speaking at a ceremony commemorating martyrs of Lebanon. A very quick update of what he had to say. He highlighted the dangers that were posed by Takfiris within the region, saying that what they do is not religion, it is not Islam, it is not about Sunni or Shiaism or Christianity and Islam. He said their goal is inciting sectarianism for achieving their own purposes. He said, while he answered criticism of those who have criticized Hezbollah's role in Syria, blaming the resistance movement for the insecurity in Lebanon, he said that Lebanon has always been part of the agenda of the Takfiris, regardless of Hezbollah's action. He said Lebanon has played an extremely crucial role in the resistance against Israel, and thus it would have been targeted by the Takfiris no matter what. He did state that American and Israeli agents have infiltrated these Takfiri groups to secure their own interests and to steer the war in Syria for their own benefits. He also mentioned, of course, the infighting between the al-Nusra and the different factions within Syria, the Takfiri faction, saying that this just proves that for them, the labels are very easy to place on different peoples who do not agree with them. Now, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah went on to say that Hezbollah has the responsibility to protect the Lebanese population in the border area and stress that if Syrian border towns and cities fall into Takfiri hands, the entire region's security will be at stake. He said Lebanon's destiny is linked with what happens in Syria, and Hezbollah's approach towards fighting the Takfiris will not change. He said, we shall be victorious. Going on, he did say that the sectarian and destructive role of the Takfiris is also being understood by the very governments that supported them in the first place. He, for example, pointed out that Saudi Arabia armed the insurgents and supported them and spent 3 years actively campaigning to encourage its own citizens to go and fight in Syria against the government of President Bashar al-Assad. However, even Saudi Arabia is now backtracking on the strategy because of what's taking place on the ground in Syria. He said the future of Syria and the president of Syria should be decided by its own people. Supporters of these Takfiri groups know full well that the public opinion lies where. Now, he also encouraged all the people in the region that in order to prevent the region from falling into sedition, the war in Syria must end and Syrians must be allowed to reconcile with each other. He saluted, of course, the role of the Lebanese army and intelligence that it has played in securing Lebanon and ensuring security in different areas. He also went on to mention the revolution in Bahrain. He said, I bow down and salute the people of Bahrain for continuing their peaceful resistance movement despite the oppression they're facing by a government that has been imposed upon them by others for their own interests. Now, with regard to the formation of a new government in Lebanon, very quickly, he said different opinions are natural and always welcome, and Hezbollah respects all opinions and views. He said Hezbollah supports national participation and that it is strong in its position. It does not want any problems in the country. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah also said a national political process is extremely important and that Hezbollah is looking forward to this new government and cooperating with it, saying that Hezbollah's aim has always been to fight sedition. He said fulfilling constitutional term is a priority and that they are heading towards a new situation for the sake of the country, for the sake of the people, for the sake of unity. Those were the comments, some of the highlights of the speech made by Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, the Secretary General of the Lebanese Resistance Movement, Hezbollah, in a ceremony he was addressing that was commemorating martyrs. I will get you more analysis and a briefer look into his comments in our later bulletins, of course, right here on Press.